It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. Artists, regardless of age, ethnicity, income, and ability, will have the opportunity to be included in this programming. By engaging a younger demographic, this project helps ensure that the arts, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota. For week one of this project, we had the opportunity to sit down with a hip-hop group from South Minneapolis. Point of Contact has been emerging on the local Minneapolis hip-hop scene for a few years. They've received nods from several local underground hip-hop legends, such as Brother Ali and Iself Divine. Their compelling lyricism and dedication continues to be a contributing factor to their up-and-coming success. It doesn't mean that we couldn't be brothers, but let us stay true to the facts. People die at the hands of each other. I know it runs deeper than that. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be bothered. So let's take some time for our brothers. Brothers, 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 from different fathers and mothers. Brothers, 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 from different fathers and mothers. Brown skin, red rags, and green backs. Reason these cats are evac the place where you think at. Remember having yellow bellies yelling at this mellow felon, LOLing. Cuando se trata de verde, solo los frentes sobreviven, I'm hombre. El mundo requirirá mi nombre. White collars profit off the blues of dead dogs. The black heels still covered up with red blood. Can't see all the madness through the purple haze, cause the truth will make a colorful personality prefer the grays. Silverback slamming red rum, acting out, about to kill this white noise for blacking out. The red tongue, tongue red through the bloodshed, shed blood for blood kin. The struggling kid hustling to make ends. It's either risk freedom or stomach not feeding your munchkin. Fuck mothers to please brothers, whether cutting sheets up, keeping the skeet eased in lovers, or lethally injecting a mom's son. Lethal weapons like Danny Glover, as if you got with the wrong one, might meet your equal. Maybe Mel Gibson, but we'll see no sequel. Can't reach the sports section before the death sentence. Respect, I know this heart beats the freak. They hang around, but they get no fame. I guarantee this shit would never ever be the same. Fake. They hang around, but they get no fame. I guarantee this shit would never ever be the same. Loaded for a fifth in his fist, list of admissible history, position with Pimp. Rolling with a fifth in his mix, proving his point. So many brothers miss, son of a no dose mother. Her last hit was witnessed by him. Cold eyes, distance ever since. Delinquent, the jail bench, prison stint. Heavy stint, got his mind on a crime. When it gets about him to wit his bone for the same stain. But where he live, snitch took his wife, acting like daddy to his kids. Loyalty lies with the fishes, that's why he rides by. At least five right in his fittest, standing next to his ex-wife and his crying children. Another over colors. I know it runs deeper than that. It doesn't mean that we couldn't be brothers, but let us stay true to the facts. People die at the hands of each other. I know it runs deeper than that. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be bothered. So let's take some time for our brothers. Brothers, 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 from different fathers.
Hello, I'm sitting here with the native hip-hop group Point of Contact.
They just got done doing a show at the Whitney's Fine Arts Center in Minneapolis. How you guys doing?
Doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great.
So we have Tal Paul and Gerard G Malicious of Point of Contact. You know, so I guess, you know, we'll just jump right into it. What you guys want to talk about, where you grew up at and how you got involved with music?
I grew up South Minneapolis, just all over South Side, you know, different neighborhoods, Phillips, Longfellow, over by Martin Luther King Park, out for, what is that, like 40th and Nicollet, something like that.
40th and Nicollet, okay.
Somewhere around there. I mean, I grew up all over the South Side of Minneapolis, basically. My hip-hop influences, I started rhyming when I was about 14. Not even rhyming, just writing, you know, watching battle raps on BET, 106 in Park. You know, the music video, seeing my cousin record into tape recorders. That's kind of what influenced me to start writing. And then, yeah, from there, it was just kind of...
What's your first question?
I was asking where you guys grew up at, your influence, you know, how you got involved with music.
There's no central location. It's up around like 18 different locations between here and Fond du Lac. I currently reside in Frogtown, which is in St. Paul. And then, what was the second question?
If early influences in hip-hop music, how did you get involved with music, I guess?
Because my older cousin was... had his own lab and he was rhyming, and I was listening to stuff like Wu-Tang Clan, like Bone.
Okay.
Old classic stuff. So I took that, and as a kid I wasn't able to buy my own lab when I was like, the hell was it, like 14 or some shit. Mm-hmm. We started making mixtapes on cassettes and...
All right. So now both of you are Ojibwe, correct?
Yeah.
And you're both the Rode members?
Yeah.
What tribe are you with, Paul?
I'm enrolled in Leech Lake.
Leech Lake?
Bad River, Wisconsin.
Okay, well, what is it like, you know, growing up in a city that's, you know, huge in the underground hip-hop scene, Minneapolis, and just being a native artist in that city?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really consider myself just a native artist, you know what I'm saying? I consider myself just a hip-hop artist, period. You know, some of my background as being native, you know, I speak on stuff like that. But I don't feel like I'm native hip-hop, as some people would put it. I'm just, you know, I do what I do, basically.
I heard Knox today say that the hip-hop scene is oversaturated with shows and everybody's rhyming and stuff. But in contrast to... when I was staying in Fond du Lac, there was absolutely nothing. It was just the only person I knew that did it was my cousin. So to be here is there's a lot of opportunities, but you have to be able to, I'm saying, be better than the standard and push that bar way up.
What have been the difficulties as new and emerging artists? You know, trying to make it and trying to, I guess, just, you know, every artist wants to make a living off of what they do, you know, other than express what they, you know, what their art form is. But, I mean, as far as, you know, being a new and emerging artist in Minneapolis, what have been your difficulties? Not only Minneapolis, but Minnesota.
Difficulties, I guess, resources, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to find means to make money off of this music so I can support it at the same time. You know, it'd be dope to have like a legitimate rehearsal space or something like that, or even to have my own lab set up. I'm actually working on getting something like that going soon. Applied for the artist grant. But yeah, it's just lack of resources. So basically, you just got to get out there and network, and that's been going, it's been getting better and better, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's... exactly what Paul's saying. It's investing thousands of dollars into something that you're not getting much of anything back. Not to say that we don't, you know what I'm saying, generate revenue from shows and stuff, but for artists to sell CDs or, you know what I'm saying, just get the, like the record label startup money, it's kind of like a unrealistic deal unless you hit a certain knack, and I don't see any interest in tailoring an image or a style or songs to fit the general public, because I think a lot of people that listen to the music have absolutely no idea what music is about or any knowledge behind it or any value behind it. Because right now with Lil Wayne and Justin Bieber getting all these awards and stuff, it's just
commercialized.
It solidifies that whole notion that people have absolutely no idea about music or quality music. You know what I'm saying? It's all, I don't know, it's brainwashing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you see hip hop as a tool to uplift our communities, the Native community, Native youth?
You got a voice in hip hop, you know, you're in the public eye. So when you write and then you put it on record and then you push it to the public, a lot of people are hearing what you're saying. So, you know, you can use your lyrics to cause drama, you can use your lyrics to try to motivate change or just to educate people. So I think that's the power that hip hop brings, is to give voices to people who are usually not able to speak their minds. You know, because, I mean, the government controls the media, and the media is tailored to the interests of the wealthy. So when you're in hip-hop, hip-hop is a culture of struggle, you know what I'm saying? So it gives us a voice, too. And it's able, you know, I've used it to educate people on culture, history, things like that. So I think hip-hop is definitely a strong and realistic tool to motivate positive change and to inspire people.
A lot of what Paul says is dead on what I think. One of the people that summarized it the best was Wawate said it gives a voice to the voiceless. But at the same time, when you're doing that and you want to make a change, you are stigmatized as being a person that, you know I'm saying, like you're a soft dude, or like you rhyme about saving the world, or if like you're rhyming on some hard stuff, like you're a gangster and you can't talk about real stuff. I think that you had to find the happy medium, and I think that happy medium was just like kicking like real rhymes, like saying as real as possible. You know what I'm saying? Everything can be validated. And saying, I'm going to spit a verse. Go cross-reference that, and you'll find out it's the same exact thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, you have an interesting song, that Prayers in a Song, where you use the Ojibwe language within, you blend it in with hip-hop music. I guess, you know, just kind of talk about that a little bit, and I guess, was there any difficulties or any, did anyone look at you negatively from the traditional aspect of it, mixing hip-hop?
Yeah, I got the idea to write that song when I was in college, and we had to do the senior project, you know. So I was like, what do I want to do? And I was taking Ojibwe language courses at the time, and I thought it'd be dope, you know, to mix the language with hip-hop, because I see the need for the language to adapt to the current situation, you know. There's so many mainstream influences on kids, so I feel like the language needs to adapt to modern culture, modern society, because we can teach the language through traditional ways, and that's important too. But I did this because I felt like it needed to be used in ways that are gonna be able to relate to kids. You know, kids are into hip hop, so I felt like it might be a good thing to do. But I've definitely nobody's came up to me and said, you know, you shouldn't have done this, but there's definitely been that, you know, quiet criticism through the grapevine, stuff I've heard, you know, he shouldn't have done that for whatever reason. And I seen that coming beforehand, you know. I just had to weigh the pros and cons. I talked to elders about it, I got people's opinion on it, and they told me to just follow what I wanted to do. And I felt like I should do it because I thought there'd be more positive than negative. And, you know, when I wrote the song, I wrote it all in English, and I had a classmate help me translate the chorus to Ojibwe. And one thing that amazed me was when we translated it from English to Ojibwe, that chorus fit right into the 8-bar beat structure where the hook goes in a song, you know. That just told me it was supposed to happen, you know, so I just went with it. But, I mean, there's definitely, I know there's people out here who don't think I should have done it, and I respect that, but, man, yeah, I gotta go with what I thought.
I feel the latent effects of assimilation in a city native raised by bright light skyscrapers. Born with dim prospects, little peace in living as a child. I hid about the fact I wasn't wild like they called my ancestors. Imagine what it'd be to live nomadic off the land and free. Instead I was full of heat like a furnace, cause I wasn't furnished with the language and traditional ways of my peeps. Yeah, I used to feel like I wasn't truly indigenous. Now I say me witch, get your money due for showing me my true roots. Definitely native, take responsibility for being educated. My people and customs originating from early phases of history. It's deeper than fried bread and contest powwows. Tears shed in the sweat, large prayers go out to all those I've wronged and who have wronged me. Gotta treat them like family. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, is in doubt with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinugam of Yan. Nima show me, we do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young, and Nishanabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to my KI, Nishanabe, been my dizzy win. Becoming aware of a heartbeat's fragility, so I pray for my creator's will and humility. It seems my prayer's weak, I can't speak, not a linguist. Does he hear my English when I vent? I fear the answer to the question. This is symbolic of anguish I feel regarding language and the obligation of revitalizing something sacred. Failure to carry through is disgracing a nation. My first tongue's in need of a facelift, but deciphering conjugations like trying to find my way through a maze in the matrix. Complex, hard to start without an end aside from being fluent. I gotta push the limit if I'm gonna keep pursuing. So I use it in a way that relates to my life and vocab. Bring some entertainment to it, spit it on a track, and I take it out the class. Can't let what I lack become a self-defeating habit that'll make me wanna quit. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and dao with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinugam of Yan. Nima show me, we do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young, and Nishanabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to my KI, Nishanabe, been my dizzy win. It's far fetched, but grandfather, please help me learn it. Help me assist in keeping it from burning. Don't let me quit and flee from working for a worthy purpose. Enlighten me and help me comprehend the effects of my service. I need a spark in my desire from something high. Pride and negative reminders killing my stride. Sometimes I'm the type that likes getting results overnight without sweating or stressing overnight. So I pray, Creator, give me strength, then I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and ways so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above, hear me now. My prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanams, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and dao with Shanam. Me Wang, Jinugam of Yan. Nima show me, we do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young, and Nishanabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to my KI, Nishanabe, been my dizzy win. Creator, give me strength so I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved.